Hello and welcome to yet another, my second for today, audio boo from Adam Jaffrey. The subtitle of my profile is Musings from a Marketing Student, and I thought I would incorporate some of that today. I was in class in a management lecture, in fact, and we were talking about scientific management and how companies are automating a lot of processes and using technology a lot more to make things more efficient and more standardized. The example that was given was McDonald's is a very scientific management driven organization which has standard procedures for virtually everything in their production line. And the new technological innovation that they're using at the moment is, or that they're trialing and potentially going to roll out, is automatic ordering. So you can use a touch screen when you go to a McDonald's store, put your own order in, and then go to the front counter and give the customer service attendant a ticket or a number or something like that, and that will bring up your order, and you can pay there, or maybe you can pay at the touchscreen as well. I heard another example that McDonald's is trialing internet ordering at the Bourke Street City Store in Melbourne. I'm not quite sure how that works. Possibly it's via an internet kiosk when you get there. Maybe you order from home and then go and pick it up, or order from work and go pick it up, or possibly even having a mobile application or something like that. The reason I'm talking about all of this is I want to bring up the question about how does this affect customer service, and whether or not customer service has to be people-driven. To have a good customer experience, do you have to have an interaction with a real human being? Now, I'm a little bit unsure, and I've been thinking about this and haven't really come to quite a decision, but I sort of thought about what McDonald's's value proposition is, and is it that they, it could be one of a number of things, and it probably depends on the customer group that that they're, you know, serving at the time, and they obviously service many different customer groups, but some of those may be that they produce standardized food, so you know what you're going to get. For some customers, it may be that they are quick and efficient, in which case an interaction with a real person is maybe not essential. For some people, it may be the customer service, because they are trying to be friendly and helpful and things like that. So I guess I've got a lot of questions to think about, some about McDonald's specifically, but the overall and overarching theory is with these new digital innovations that we're undergoing and everything becoming automated, do we still require human beings for customer service? I'll leave that one with you to think about. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you soon.